Good morning, my podcast friends. It's the boy, Justin Aguirre, reporting to you from Belgium, from the kingdom of Belgium, from the land of waffles and French fries and dark beer. How's that for a diet? I'm sitting outside the home of my aunt, who is the cousin of my father, who lives here in Belgium on the west side, closer to France. 48 hours ago, I was in Amsterdam, and I had flown in from Copenhagen to there. I had discovered Amsterdam, and then I took a train into Belgium, and I'll be here for another day or so, and then after that, I'm going to get an Airbnb somewhere and camp out for like 2 to 3 weeks in Europe. I don't know what country that will be, but it will be somewhere. And the message I want to give you to you today is, you know, a lot of people talk to me and they're like, wow, such a fascinating life, such a cool life, you know, whether it be like a stranger in a coffee shop that I talk to, or a friend, family, client, whatever. People are very much enamored by my life, and they're like, how do you just move, and isn't it scary not knowing what's going to happen, and this and this, and there's a certain feeling of aliveness that you feel with this reality, but there's also like a bondage that comes with it of like, you just have so much freedom that it kind of like, it almost feels like you can't move, even though you're so free, right? And it kind of reminds me of the opposite end of the spectrum of being so stuck in a routine and so predictable in your life, right? That you're almost in a bondage as well. So it's fascinating how these different types of realities can mirror each other and come full circle. And I've noticed, and maybe this could be true for you as well, that both are essential for a fruitful and conducive life. Would you agree? That you need some predictability, and then you need some unpredictability. You need some routine, and then you need some variety. You need some, this is going to happen today. This is my partner. This is my location. This is my income. This is what's going to become of the next few months or year. And then you need some of what I have right now, which is, I have no idea where the fuck I'm going to be in 48 hours. And I have no idea, like, how much money I'm going to make this month. And I don't know who I'm going to meet or what language I'm going to speak or how I'm going to order my coffee. Because it might be in French, Dutch, German, Italian. Or maybe we can just go back to Argentina. All right, so there's like these two realities that are hanging in both of our lives, and we need to pull and draw from the stream of each at different times. Speaking of coffee, man, I've been drinking black coffee, guys. What do you know about black coffee? For years, I mean, dude, maybe 20 years now, I've been drinking like International Delight, hazelnut, you know, coffee creamer, milk, thick goat milk, whatever, Splenda, brown sugar. And it just is like, no, like, if you want to drink real coffee and you talk about loving coffee, you should drink it black. It's like people that love steak and they're like, can I get some A1 sauce? Like, no, you got to have the steak, you know? So anyways, trying out black coffee. It's very much an acquired taste, but I'm getting used to it. There's this bitterness that comes in my mouth and I'm like, okay, this is good, right? This is how it's supposed to be, right? Anyways, let me finish this last sip. Sitting outside this home here, on this sunny, crisp Wednesday morning, with a lot of freedom and at the same time, kind of stuck. And again, wanting to hone in on this point, what do you need in your life right now? Do you need more variety? Do you need more stability? And I think when it comes to who I am and who you are, I want to say that your life is probably more stable than mine and a lot more predictable than mine. Mine is pretty extreme in its nature. And so I'll play the advocate on the side of pushing you towards more variety. And a lot of my messages do, because I can be out there. And I want to tell you, from the bottom of my heart, guys, that what holds us back the most from more of a free-flowing, variety-based nature and unpredictability, what holds us back the most is usually it comes down to like, it comes down to like money, really, if we're honest. It's like, I don't have the money to do that. And then the other side of it is, if you do have the money, it's like fear, right? Of like, oh, but what if I get hurt? Or what if, it's always like a what if question. And I want to say that if you're very content in the life that you have, then you're winning, because that's what we need in life, is to be content. And content is like a balance of these two realities that I've spoken of. But if you feel in your heart like this, like desire for like variety and difference and trying things and going places, it doesn't have to be out of your city. It could be in your city, in your town, whatever. But if there's still this itch, then as I've said on so many episodes, it does that for a reason. If you look at someone's life and you're like, I want some of that in mine, please understand that you don't feel that way for everyone. And you don't feel that way for all walks of life. So if you're feeling drawn to a particular life, it doesn't have to be mine. It could be other people that you see on social media or like anything else. Please know that it does that for a reason, and that you need to follow in those paths as long as they're like, you know, healthy. And it's not like, you know what I mean? Sometimes you're drawn to shit that's bad for you, right? Like, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about those quiet inklings and movements of the heart. When you're like, oh, I love that about that person, or I love what they do, or I love how they live. You don't have to mirror them and copy them completely, but you do have to walk in that path and see what's in store for you. And you don't know where that can go next. Maybe you follow that path, right? And then it brings you to another path that's completely different, but it's your path, right? But following these guidings of the heart are so essential. And I'll play on the side of the person that has an unpredictable life, because I take it that your life is a lot more stable and predictable than mine right now in this season. And I want to tell you on this end, again, there are incredible people in this world. There are incredible sights to see. There are beautiful, beautiful things to behold. Money will always be provided for you. You have never gone without. You will not be stranded on the street in a box asking for money. You will not have to go knock on people's doors of old relatives and ask them for pesos. That will not happen, my friends. You will be taken care of, because we live in a good, good universe. And I believe that there is a force and good, good energy at work taking care of all of us as we align with its presence. And maybe that sounds wishy-washy or something like that, but if you have to look at your life, you know, you've been taken care of. I don't know you, I can't pinpoint your exact story, but you've been taken care of. And a lot of it is the combination of your grit and who you are, but then there's another side of it that it's, you can't really name it, and you can't say, I own 100% control of my destiny. No, because there's someone else who did the same work as you, but their outcome was different, whether better or worse. And so there's unseen forces at work, or I don't know how it all happens, but I know that the underlying energy and presence and force of the world is good, and that you will be taken care of. So when you take a step out, a leap of faith, when you move in a direction, whether it be money, career, relationship, location, what have you, whatever you're being called to, when you do that, I'm here to tell you that you will be taken care of every single time. You need not fear money, or you need not fear I'm going to get hurt, or I'm going to be stranded, or someone's going to take advantage of me. These are the things that hold us back from the whole thing that can be possible. It's like if you wanted to, like, when you're young and you like wanted to jump in the pool, like from the diving board, from in the deep end, you know, can you die? Fuck yeah. I mean, shit. Or you can hit a rock, or you could, I don't know, someone can hold you. Like, guys, these things need to be present in order for it to be worth it, right? Like, we need that to be present in order for the whole thing to be worth it. So of course you can get hurt. Of course you can run out of money. Of course someone can kill you. Whatever, your biggest fear, of course that can happen. But if that's going to be what keeps you back from the whole possibility realm and the whole land of joy and freedom, then you're going to lose. You're going to lose. You want to hold on to something? I want to predict. Guys, I'd rather you adopt the mentality that there is a good force and energy at work, that I've always been taken care of, that you've always been taken care of, and that we will always, always have everything we need. Man, I'd rather have that mentality and jump in with everything I have and all the grit that I have and stay on the sidelines in a predictable life for the sake of comfort and what, like, I don't even know what we hold on to, like safety. Guys, if you have the calling and you have the feel inside of you for more variety, for more unpredictability, for a change, for something new, for something different, I'm here to tell you on this side of the world, from a guy who has no idea where he's going to be in 48 hours, doesn't know what's coming next, doesn't know who he'll meet, doesn't know where's coming next, it's okay. It's okay. Like, it's a safe world. And I know that line is so, like, hard to say right now in our world with a lot of things that happen, to say it's a safe world. And I don't mean it like there isn't bad people. I come and I speak of safety in the sense of there is a good force and energy at work that always takes care of its people. And you are one of its people. And you have to believe that to have more variety in your life. You have to believe that when you step out, you have to know, like, I'm gonna be okay. Because if you go in like thinking like, oh, like I'm probably gonna get fucked over, like I'm probably gonna, like, you will. So you might as well get up on that diving board in full belief and faith and know that you're gonna be okay. And would you jump in the fucking water with everything you have, your grit, but then at the same time release all these fears and doubts and just realize the possibility of the endless streams of water all around you, and not just fucking jump in with all this tightness. Would you just go in wide open, wide-eyed, and just trust? And just, there's a certain fear, right, of doing that. It's like, no, like I need to be like guys, jump in, bro. Jump in, man. Jump in. Take risks. This is a hard message to give because I feel like it's not really that spoken of. But I'm just speaking as one who's on this side, like, it's okay. It's okay. And if you've been here and you know what's up, then, and it was okay, then it'll be okay again. Just trust. Just trust. Yeah. That's the message for today. I'm wishing you a lovely, lovely Wednesday wherever you're at in the world. And I'll keep you updated on where I end up. And I'm wishing you and sending you so much love and peace and grace. Take care, my friend.